July meeting. First item on the agenda is insurance. Give the floor to Joanna.
Good morning. We're starting first with agenda paper 14. Okay. So this agenda paper addresses a narrow scope issue that has arisen following the initial review by board members of the amendments to IFRS 4. As that review was only conducted last week, and to avoid any delay to the issuance of the amendments, because this is effectively the last board meeting before the planned issuance of the amendments, staff has brought this issue for discussion, even though that this has meant that the paper had been posted after the posting deadlines. As a reminder of the background on disclosures, the temporary exemption from IFRS 9 would delay the provision of better information about financial instruments and would reduce comparability between entities applying the temporary exemption and those entities applying IFRS 9. This is one of the main reasons many users of financial statements did not support the temporary exemption. The board's objective for the disclosures is to mitigate those disadvantages. An entity applying the temporary exemption should produce enough information to enable users of financial statements to make some comparisons between entities applying the temporary exemption from IFRS 9 and other entities applying IFRS 9 without being excessively costly to preparers. In this paper, staff is recommending the changing the scope for the fair value disclosures to align it with the scope already present for the credit risk disclosures. Staff thinks doing so will simplify the disclosures applicable to entities applying the temporary exemption and, more importantly, better meet the board's objective of providing information so that entities applying the temporary exemption can be compared to entities applying IFRS 9. This is because the proposed scope of the fair value disclosures in the agenda paper more closely aligns with the disclosures an entity applying IFRS 9 would be producing. That is, the fair value information for assets mandatorily measured at fair value profit and loss applying IFRS 9. Just as a quick reminder, assets mandatorily measured at fair value profit and loss under IFRS 9 are those with complex cash flows or cash flows with solely principal of interest and but held in other business models. And the question for the board is on the last page, which is page 6. Now turn it over to the board for discussion.
Sue?
I support the staff's recommendation. I think that it's a good change to what we'd previously decided because it means that for those who manage a lot on a fair value basis, there's a larger pool of assets where they don't have to look at the contractual cash flow characteristics. I think it simplifies the application for people relative to what we previously decided. And in so doing, sort of provides a better alignment between the disclosures for those who are applying IFRS 9 and those who aren't anyway. So I don't see that there's any loss of information. If anything, there's a closer alignment, so it better achieves our previous objectives while providing some relief for preparers. So win-win, I think.
That's pretty much exactly what Sue said, so double that, please.
John Wu.
Thank you. I agree with the staff's recommendation, but this minor editorial thing might be the order of A and B of the scope. How about the changing the order of the B first and A last? Because you said in the paragraph, this is 7, at the last sentence, business companies are doing, you know, their business model assessment first, and later they are doing the SPPI test. So if we respect that kind of order of assessment, maybe then they're changing the order of A and B might be consistent with the insurance company's assessment.
We can consider it. The thing is, you can do the assessment both ways. You can
either
start.
But I'm saying, you know, they're more aligned with our practices. That's
well,
what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think practice might be, it would depend on the assets they hold, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Can we support the staff's recommendation? All in favour?
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.